This is Stampy, and welcome back to my Let's Play on Super Mario Odyssey. As you can see, I am taking a bit of time off from the stresses of life and relaxing on the beach wearing a top hat, because why would I not? So we are here in the Seaside Kingdom, I think it's called. Oh, are you going to show me treasure? Hello, little dog. Are you going to show me where? So the little dogs, when they show up, if you follow them, they normally lead you to some treasure. Is there treasure here? You found treasure? Is this... No? Still going? Here? Here, little doggy? I like the fact that the dog is, like, sharing my hat choice. You might think it would be a bit much to wear a hat like that on the beach. But, oh, here we go. The dog's digging. The dog's digging. Have we found a moon? Oh. For coins? I did all that for... If that was a power moon, that would have been worth it. But, dog, you're a waste of my time. But I still love you. And look, you made my hat all dirty. So yeah, I think we've technically finished doing what we actually needed to do here. But that doesn't mean we are going to leave yet, because, well, we still need two more power moons anyway. And I just want to have a little look around. I feel like, you know, we only arrived here like halfway through the last episode. So I just want to have a bit more time to enjoy the seaside, especially as the next kingdom we are going to is going to be the snow kingdom. So I want to make the most of the sun and sand before we go to the snow. Anyway, oh wait, where's this? This is the Cascade Kingdom, isn't it? So you find like these paintings that you go through, very traditional Mario style, and they take you to like hidden areas and other kingdoms. So I guess this is a place that I wouldn't have been able to get to if it wasn't for being able to come here. So the only annoying thing about this is, you see, I got that power moon. The only way I'm going to properly get it into the Odyssey is if I then go back to the Cascade Kingdom and then go back into the Odyssey. Otherwise, it kind of like doesn't count. Like, you need to like always put it into the Odyssey. So at some point, I'm going to go back to the Cascade Kingdom, and I will put that in. But I think I've probably got most of the power moons from the Cascade Kingdom apart from that. I did go back and find like a whole bunch of extra ones from around there. So I think apart from that, I should be pretty good. So where should we go? Let's go like over that way. That seems to be where most of the interesting stuff is. Like kind of over like there, like by the edge of the cliff. Well, there's a rocket ship there, and they're always cool. They always just take you to like a whole nother completely separate area. And they always give you power moons. You normally get like at least two power moons from the little kind of like bonus like secret levels that you can make your way to. So let's go and check them out. But I think, oh, there's a little bit under the water down there as well. Very sneaky. But yeah, I think the way to get up to here is to use these octopus, and then I can jump out here. Goodbye, octopus, and I can go and launch myself off. And was that a load of seeds that I need to grow? Did you see all those flower pots? I think I just need to find loads and loads of seeds, because each one of them grows to a power moon. That is going to be a lot of seed hunting. So do we run? What is this stuff? Can we run on it? Is it? Are we? Oh, it's like smoke. Oh, that's nice. So is that the edge there? Okay, I can throw out Cappy as well to get rid of it. Oh, this is so nice. I'm like on the cloud tops. I need to be careful though, because I can't go through them. And oh, that clears it all out. So it's going to be dangerous because it's going to damage me. So, you know, I could probably do it without it, but I'll do it the way you're supposed to, and then at least I'll be able to see. Whoa, no. I was going to say, see where I'm going, but like I jumped, and then like mid-jump, like the cloud cleared, and I saw that that was not a good place for me to jump. So look, for here, like I could just know that I can stand here, and then there we go. I can go and land on it, and no fire needed. But let's be a little bit more patient. Oh, I can't even get it. Go on, get it. There we go. Let's be a little bit more patient for this one. And let's wait for the cloud to clear a little bit more. No. Oh, the cloud comes back. I did not know about that. So let's chill out here for a little bit. And is that guy going to go again? Oh, he's not. Oh, no. Right. I think the next platform's like here. And then let's just throw Cappy and then we can get to there. There we go. We didn't we didn't need the next fire rig. So far, so good. And keep an eye as well, because there's always hidden power moons around here, and this would be a very easy level to hide a power moon in, wouldn't it? They just put it in the smoke somewhere, and I'd never be able to find it. So I'm going to try and get... Oh, maybe out if I go out to the left there. That might be a bonus area there. That might be where the power moon is. Let's go and try and deal with these guys. It's actually quite nice having them here, because I can see where they're standing, so I know that there's going to be a platform there. But let's just go and run our way around to here. So do you reckon there's going to be a power moon this way? I think maybe this does seem to be like a bonus area. So let's very carefully make my way across. And do I need to drop down? Okay, oh, yeah, I can drop down to here. Can I drop down? Okay, then I can drop down to here. Oh, I found a chest. And there's the bonus power moon. Okay, I feel like I can relax a little bit more and just make my way through the rest of the level now, because I've already got the bonus, so I don't need to worry about that anymore. I do need to be careful, though, because you never get checkpoint. Oh! I was literally saying it. I was literally saying I need to be careful because you don't get checkpoints. And as I said that, I just walked off the ledge for no reason whatsoever because I'm a lemon. Right, let's just go. And okay, I know I can land here and then go across this way. I should just be able to remember the route, but let's be careful because there is a bit of a weird gap. But yeah, if I go fast before the clouds come back, there we go. That is much easier than it was the first time. There's going to be a whole load of enemies up here. So let's just go and do this to get rid of all of them. So I don't think I can jump in these ones. These got spiky heads. Oh, I did that last time. I avoided all the enemies, but I just ran into that thing there and it hurt me. So I need to be really careful of that. But there we go. That's those guys taken. Oh no, don't fall. Don't fall. Let's go and do this again. That's going to take up these guys again. Because these guys just like keep respawning. So I've got rid of a bit of the smoke there. I can now jump to land on here. And I guess the way I'm supposed to go is continue to go this way. A little bit of a hop here. No problems with that. And now let's see what we have here. Right, still just going forward in the same direction. Oh, that's going to set off the other one. Oh, this is quite good. A good chain reaction because it just keeps clearing the smoke. So even though it's dangerous for me avoiding them, at least I could see where I was going the entire time. And oh, that's it. That's the end of the level. And that is the last power moon that I needed. That was the last one for this level at least. So I can go and blast back. And now, anytime I just threw the clouds, anytime I want to leave the seaside, then I can. I think I'm going to chill out here for a bit, you know? You know, I know normally once, as soon as I can leave, I just leave. Like, well, yeah, as soon as it says that I got enough power moons. But I just want to see if I can go do a little bit of power moon hunting, just because I don't want to leave here yet. If only we had some flowers to water and care for. Yeah, so it looks like there's 4 seeds that I need to bring back to there, and then they're going to grow into some power moons. So I need to keep an eye out for them. There's also, I know there's a bonus power moon I can get where if I get a stack of Goombas. If you saw the last episode, there was a lady that I need to bring them to. Oh, get on the court. Oh, can we play? Oh, can we have a game? All right, let's play. Oh, we play volleyball. Can I use Cappy or do I just need to jump? Oh. Well, so my best is 0 because I've not done this before and I miss. Let me see if I can use Cappy then. All right, we're going again. So if I stand back here, can I throw? Okay. That might be an easier way of doing it. If I just stand behind it and do, oh, okay. Can I go for a spike? Oh, it sped up. Oh, no, I'm on the wrong side. I went to go to a spike and I jumped over the net. Oh, no, there's probably going to be like a limit. And if you get that limit, you might get a power moon. So I was thinking it starts off pretty easy, but then it seems to like gradually get more difficult. But it looks like as long as I stand underneath it, it makes it back. Like it looks like I don't need to jump or launch it hard or anything. It looks like as long as I'm standing underneath it, I'm going to be okay. So that might actually be easier than... Oh. I was going to say it might be easier than using Cappy, but then as it gets faster, it's going to go and get more and more difficult. So let's maybe just for starters, let's do it the easy way and just stand underneath it. But then as it gets harder, we might have to use Cappy as well. It's sometimes quite hard to tell exactly where it's going to land. So the shadow is very, very useful, but it's hard to see whether it's going to like keep going further forward or fall short. And it's getting even quicker. Now I got a new record. 5 is my, it's pretty shameful, but still a new record. And we're only getting faster. There we go. I was able to get that one. I'm going to set my target to 20. Which is quite an ambitious target because I'm not even on 10 yet. And it keeps getting faster and faster. But I think 20 is very achievable, even by me. So I'm starting to get the hang of things now. But I have no idea how many times it's going to speed up. Because after every few goes, it speeds up. And it's only going to get more and more difficult. This is manageable, though. It's just manageable as it is at the moment. Oh, no. Oh, it can battle. It bounced. Did you see that? I hit a chair. I think that was the game. Just be nice. And oh, 15 was the game's target. So I reckon we're going to get 2 power moons. If you look to the right of her, there's another like place where there could be a power moon. Maybe do you reckon if I get to 30, I'm going to get another like bonus power moon for doing this? That's what my guess is. My guess is if I get to 30, right, that's my new challenge. I did my old challenge of 20. That has been achieved. The next one is 30, which is what I reckon is going to be the actual one. Okay, it let me bounce. I'm so glad it lets me bounce. So I would have definitely lost if it wasn't nice and allowed it to bounce. Not normal volleyball rules. It's called volleyball for a reason because you're supposed to volley at two more. This is the last one. This is the last one. This is the last one. 30. Is it going to get me a power moon? Oh, it didn't get me a power moon. How many do I need? It's surely going to give me another power moon. 50? Is 50? Oh, surely it's not 50. Is 50 the next challenge? It's going so fast. No, I missed it. You're pretty good at volley, bro. It's not volleyball. It's volley, bro. I reckon that if I did it more, there'd be another power moon that would appear here. 100%. Is this like a leaderboard? Is that what this is here? Can I talk to... Oh, it looks like there's like a leaderboard there, but I can't actually look at it properly. Where should I go then? So I can use this, and then I can run across the water. And wait a minute. There's something here. Okay, I think I'm going to need to run in the order that these guys show up. Okay, so it's just a straight line. I can do that. Let's wait for them to disappear, because they don't last very long. Then let's just run in a straight line across the water, and that should hopefully be another extra power moon. Oh, go, 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 go. It's very musical. Did I do it? I did. I made it, and I got myself a power moon. But I'm about to go and plop down into the water. I did see that there are some more of the purple seashells that I've been collecting up. There seem to be some of them down, like, inside of here. I only really ever went to, like, the top of here. I never really explored around on the inside. So I don't even know how I can get in there. Oh, steady on. Yeah, see inside of there? It's just a doorway. Okay, very, very simple. Let's go and grab some of these. I've not actually been to the shop yet, because that is another really nice, easy way to get some bonus power moons, is that you can just buy one. You can just buy one from the shop in, like, every different world. Is there anything else down here? We got ourselves a bonus hut. Oh, there's some... Ah, there is! Hello. There's a whole, like, secret area down underneath here. And oh, look down here. There's some... Do you reckon I can, like, smash my way through them? If I ground pound underwater... Ah, I can. Right, I want to go and grab the fish again, though, because, oh, there is a power moon down there, but it would be much quicker and safer to do it while being a fish. So let's go and grab one of these guys. We can go down and swim this. So this is what I'm normally doing. So when I've finished completing the level, I'll just come back and just do this for ages and get as many of the bonus ones as I can. Sadly, though, the fish, I think, was a little bit too big to fit down there otherwise. But there we go. Now it can fit down underneath there, and I can grab myself another one. Underwater highway tunnel. So I might, I mean, I'll see if there's anything else on the way to there, but I might now go and see if I can get that Goomba. So if you remember, there was a bunch of the seashells that were making their way rolling down the hill, and I had to make my way up there, and I did. I was able to do it, but oh, ow, I keep forgetting that these guys are enemies. I just kind of think of them as something useful. So yeah, there was a bunch of them, but if I, Oh, it's scared of the octopus. Yeah, but if I got there on a pile of Goombas, then that means that I should be able to, I should be able to make my way up there and then get a power moon from that lady there. But there we go. There was a nice extra free one. Was it shopping in Bub Lane, this place is called, isn't it? Bub Lane? Something along those lines. Right, let's go see if I can make my way back to where I was then. So I need to go, oops, steady on. those guys are like surprisingly difficult to avoid. But let's go and grab, oh no, I was going to grab that octopus. Come back down here. Let me use you to get around fast. They are very, very handy. So yeah, it's that tunnel down here to the right there. Oh, actually, there's a chest down here. I remember seeing that chest before. Let's stop off and grab it. I mean, there might just be a power moon in the chest. If there is, I would be mad not to get it. And we can use one of those flowers to get around, which are way more fun. Oh, no, not a power moon, but a bonus heart. So nothing to scoff at. And let's use the flower. Are we going to run our way the whole way across? Keep going. Keep going. No, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. No, Mario, keep... No, too slow. I guess there's a limit for how long Mario can run on the water. I also haven't been to the other shop because it normally takes about 25 coins or so until you can afford that outfit. So it looks like I might be able to afford that now. But right, let's go and stack these up. Oh, no, don't jump on it. I don't want to jump on it. I need to stack them all up. I don't know how many I need. So let's just get as many as we can. And then that way we should definitely have enough. Like, it wasn't too high up, so... Yeah, let's just grab these next two here. Actually, let's not grab that. Oh, should I grab that last one? It's just a bit scary because there's an octopus here and I don't want to end up losing all of them. There we go. Sorry for knocking your hat off, sir. And there we go. I love the giant stack. So, well, they can run a bit faster, actually. And they can jump a little bit. Hardly like the way that Mario can move around. And oh, there's been some blooming here. There's some flowers. So I reckon if I use the flower to run up, is there going to be like something... bonus that I could do. Maybe somewhere I could run up, like run up a wall or something at the end. And oh, I'm glad I got this many as well, because she is actually quite high up. But there we go. Let's go and make her fall in love with the Goomba. And I got a nice bonus, lovely pink power moon for my troubles. And now she got scared and run away. Let's try running up here with one of the flowers. It's going to be dangerous because it's hard enough to avoid these anyway. And if I'm running super fast, it might get more dangerous. And oh, I'd have ended up just running straight into this wall anyway. So is there anything else different up here? It doesn't really look like there is to be honest. So let's not worry about that. I did see that there was a another moon, like not a moon, sorry, one of these flowers up on the side here. Then there's also like a ledge. Did you see the ledge? Let me just go and make my way up here. We'll do a ground pound job. I love the ground pound job. You can see, oh, there's these here. But look up there. Can you see that there's a ledge there? How would I get to it? No, I can kind of go around the corner a bit as well. Oh, I know what I need to use an octopus, don't I? That might do. I mean, to be fair, I might be able to do that jump anyway. Do you reckon I can cheat and do that jump anyway? It might be possible, but there's water there, so I'd obviously be supposed to use an octopus. If I jump and then... Okay, that's just not going to happen. Not in a million years. Let's have a little look around here. Is there anything secret? Aha! There is. I knew there'd be something secret around here. I haven't even got half of those yet. That kind of shows you how little I've explored this kingdom, even though I've, like, technically completed it, considering I don't even have half of those collectibles. But yeah, let's go and top up with my water. I can blast up, and then I can land up to here. And I guess I can carry on skipping over it with this guy. It is going to run out of water pretty soon, but... Oh, here, look, here. There's here. there's a power moon or something under the ground here. So let's jump, and then if we ground pound, there we go. I was able to get the power moon. I need to jump. Oh, no. Is it going to get me? Have I jumped over it, or is it going to get me as soon as, like, I finish getting the power moon? Oh, it got me. That wasn't fair. I had no chance to be able to move in time. There's also something down here as well. I don't know if there's going to be another power moon. It might be a little bit too close for there to be another one down here. But there might be something. Oh, there we go. There are some of these bonus things down here. Very, very hidden. It's going to be almost impossible for me to collect all of these bonus things. Like, loads of people are doing that. Like, especially the power moons. Like, a lot of people are playing through and literally collecting absolutely everything up. I don't know if I'm going to do that because I'm determined not to use a guide. And you could do it without a guide. But I just know for, like, half the kingdom, it's going to get to a point where there's, like, one or two power moons left. And I know I'm just going to end up giving up. I just know me. I just know I'm going to end up giving up. I'm just that kind of person. I'm a giver-upper. Like, if it was a set challenge where it's like, right, you need to try and make this jump, I would keep practicing. But when it's just like, you're literally wandering around the level and you're finding a secret and you have no idea where it is, that's just the kind of stuff that I end up giving up on. Right, let's see if I can get one more power moon before I go and leave this kingdom. So there's quite a lot of more stuff under the water. And I haven't really explored under the water too much. So I'm trying to look around there to see if there's anything bonus. Oh, let's go and speak to this guy. So I can't park my octopus too close. Otherwise, this person will get all upset and won't sell me anything. So come on, I'm trying to talk to you. I want to talk to you. There we go. It's if you're moving at all, it doesn't work. And oh, look at this. I can get the resort outfit. Oh, why wasn't I wearing this the whole time? To be fair, it's been kind of fun in my boxes. And there's also a sailor's outfit as well, by the looks of things. So I'm far off from being able to afford everything. So let's just get the stickers and stuff. So here's the sticker, and that's going to be put onto the outside of the Odyssey, and then I can't afford that, but let's go and get the glass tower model as just like a little memento of my time here. So let's go and grab all of this stuff. I will probably come back at some point and be able to buy... I do want the sailor's outfit, to be honest. It's a very cute outfit. Would be good. And wow, that is a very striking outfit there for you, Mario. Right then, so where else... Oh, steady on. Where else haven't I been then around here? It looks like there might be an area underneath here. This isn't where I've been before, is it? You see, like, down in this area? There's got to be a power moon down there, surely. Oh, look at that. There's got to be a power moon through all of these. Right, let's do it with the help of one of my fishy friends. Well, I guess they're not friends until I take control of them. But yeah, let's use one of the fish to be able to swim our way through there. It does mean that I can't attack. That is the thing. With Mario, I could throw out Cappy and attack them. But as the fish, I just need to avoid them. They're all pretty low down, though. So if I just go over them, I should be okay. And oh, there is a little chest down here. And oh, they're surrounding me. Oh, I got a power moon, though. That was an easy one. It's amazing, like, how difficult some of the power moons are to get. And then some of them, it's just like, it's just in the chest down here. I mean, it is a little bit out the way. It's not like, you know, you can't avoid it. I did have to find it, but still a pretty easy one to get. And don't trap me. Don't trap me. Do you reckon there's going to be another power moon in here? Oh, no, this just leads straight back to the outside. Oh, no, wait a minute. Is this somewhere I've been up here before? Oh, okay. Okay, this is just, like, another way I could have got down there, I guess. Can I, like, jump over there? Well, that was pretty cool. So there was also... there was an area down this way, wasn't there? Where I saw a little opening under the water down there. And I haven't explored down... oh, no, is it down here? Oh, it is down here, isn't it? Yeah, just down under... I don't know if the fish is going to fit through it. I'm trying to, like, swim down. Oh, no, it's not here. It's not here. This isn't the place. Is it down... Where? It was around here somewhere. There was, like, a little opening. It might be on the other side of the Odyssey there. There's also that tunnel, if you can see it there, which I could go through. Right, I think the fish is not helping me at all here. And, oh, there's, a bit of a sparkle here. And there's also a cave. I mean, there's just stuff everywhere. Like, literally everywhere I look, there's just stuff. Is this going to be a power moon? Oh, no, I've done that before. Just a bunch of Goombas. This is the place that I was talking about. So I've lost my fish, but hopefully I'll be able to swim through as Mario. No, I'm being chased. I'm being chased by a bit of seaweed. He's coming after me. And oh, which one do you reckon? Do I have to get the order right? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, that's easy to remember. Oh, I've got to take up these guys first. Boink. And boink. And boink. Oh, come here. Right, I'm just gonna use Cappy. Actually, I forgot the order already. I think it was like the back one and then left, right, front. Is that right? Does that sound right? Is that wrong? You gotta tell me. Don't just sit there watching the video. You gotta tell me. I think it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Is that the one? There we go. And then we get the power moon for our troubles as well. I love those ones. I reckon they're going to get gradually more difficult. So I did one of them before and I think it was like 3 chests. And then this one's 4. So I reckon eventually there's going to be like loads of chests and I need to push my memory to the limits. All right, let's go. Let's go up here. So I just want to look up. Let's go and do my little ground pound jump as well because that's a lot of fun. Let's go and look in here. There's got to be something. Can I? I don't seem to be able to... I mean, unless I use my hat, I don't think I can wall jump up here. Can I do... oh, no, I don't think... I mean, I might be able to do that, but I don't think that's the way I'm supposed to do it. Let's go and see what this says here. I think this is, like, a clue. Is this showing, like... is this showing the order of what the tunnel is? And it says, keep. Very peculiar. Oh, I know, I'm supposed to be a squid. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm just supposed to squirt up as a squid. I need to get a squid over there. Okay, let's not worry about that for now. So I'm just going to quickly hop up here just because I saw just now a few bonus things up there. So I will go up there as a squid. I will go through the green pipe. I will do all of those things, but I won't do them all now because I don't want to spoil all of the secrets for you if you are going to play through the game yourself. And I'm sure, like me, you are now probably pretty eager to go and check out the next kingdom, which is going to be the Snow Kingdom we're going to be heading to next. So literally the basic like opposite from the kingdom that we are in now. So I'll try and get as many of the bonuses in between now and then as I can, all of the extra power moons and stuff. But yeah, apart from that, that is going to be the end of this episode here. So thank you so much for watching and I will see you all in the next one. Bye.